Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Russia claims the capture of another Ukrainian village while the U.S. attempts a peace deal.
Russia says its forces captured the village of Berezovka in eastern Ukraine. Kiev's recent losses coincide with uncertainty over whether the U.S. will keep providing military aid. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is urging the creation of an armed forces of Europe, speaking at the Munich Security Conference.
Let's be honest, now we can't rule out the possibility that America might say no to Europe on issues that threaten it. Many leaders have talked about Europe that needs its own military, an army of Europe.
Speaking at a meeting with Zelensky a day before, Vice President J.D. Vance said, "We want the war to come to a close." I'm Julie Walker.
Israel and Hamas have completed the sixth exchange of hostages and Palestinian prisoners, with just over 2 weeks remaining in the initial phase of their fragile Gaza ceasefire. Israelis expressed relief Saturday as the three hostages appeared to be in better condition than the emaciated one freed a week ago. AP correspondent Julia Frankel reports that the three were an American Israeli, a Russian Israeli, and an Argentinian Israeli.
The 369 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel include 36 who were serving life sentences for deadly attacks, but the vast majority of them were Palestinians who were detained without charge following the Hamas attack on October 7, 2023.
Also, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has landed in Israel to begin a Mideast tour. A 23-year-old man has stabbed six passerby in southern Austria in what police said was a random attack that left a 14-year-old dead and five others injured. The suspect was detained Saturday by police. This is VOA News. At least 18 people, including 14 women, were killed in a stampede at a railway station in India's capital of New Delhi. Delhi's caretaker chief minister said many of the victims were Hindu pilgrims who were traveling to the Maha Kumbh festival in northern India. The stampede happened late Saturday while thousands of people were gathered at the New Delhi railway station waiting to board a train. The railway minister said an investigation has been ordered to determine what led to the stampede. At least 30 people were killed in a stampede at the six-week festival last month. Chaotic scenes unfolded in the eastern Congo city of Bukavu on Saturday after M23 rebels reached its outskirts. Reuters' Olivia Zelino reports.
The rebels have been pushing south towards Bukavu, the second largest city in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, since they seized Goma, the largest city, at the end of last month. A spokesperson for the World Food Program told Reuters its depot, which housed nearly 7,500 tons of food in Bukavu, was looted Saturday, adding that the stolen supplies would deepen the difficulties faced by those in need. Sporadic gunfire was heard overnight and into Saturday morning, according to multiple Bukavu residents, who said the shots were fired by looters. A Congolese army officer said soldiers were being evacuated in order to avoid carnage like in Goma.
The Vatican says that Pope Francis, who is receiving treatment in hospital for respiratory tract infection, will not appear in public on Sunday to lead his usual weekly prayer with pilgrims. Reuters' Emma Jelly.
The pontiff, who is 88, has been suffering from bronchitis for more than a week. He was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Friday morning. People were seen outside of the hospital on Saturday, praying for Francis's quick recovery near a statue dedicated to the late Pope John Paul II, who was also treated there during his long papacy. The Vatican said in the statement that the Pope has seen some improvement. Earlier, the Vatican said he would remain in hospital as long as necessary for his treatment.
Heavy rains and dangerous flooding have struck the southeastern U.S. as much of the east endured a renewed round of harsh, soggy weather, with at least one fatality reported in Kentucky. Water has submerged cars and buildings in Kentucky, and mudslides have blocked roads in the state of Virginia. Both states were under flood warnings, along with Tennessee and Arkansas. The National Weather Service has warned residents to stay off the roads. Forecasters also have predicted weakened snowstorms in the Northeast and the threat of tornadoes for the Mississippi Valley. Meteorologists are also warning the U.S. could get its coldest polar vortex stretching event this season in the Northern Rockies and Northern Plains. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.